The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Southern Climate Solutions.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I am Jake Walker. I'm sitting here with the owner of Southern Climate Solutions, Lisa Murphy. They have been a locally owned and trusted provider of safe homes and breathing safe air here in our area for in the Gulf Coast for over 20 years. All of their customers are happy. You can check them out online at southernclimatesolutions.com. Read the reviews. Lisa Murphy, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here with you again.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. It's always fun talking to you. There's things that go on in our world, especially when we're just sitting at home breathing the air, that we don't even really think about. And I love to get into this with you because it just always opens my eyes up to things that that I want to change in my environment. So let's get into it today. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, exactly. It's when we talk about our environment, and we deal specifically and only in moisture control, so commercial dehumidification. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the products of our environment here on the Gulf Coast, of course, is humidity. Mm-hmm. And, humidity can cause so many issues inside your home. It can cause issues with your health. Because when you think about humidity, you think about the moisture that it creates inside the house. And nothing really good needs moisture, you know. Mm. So when you're talking about moisture in your home or in your crawl space, which eventually ends up in your home, you're talking about it breeding some hazards. And some of those hazards include mold, right? Pests need moisture to survive and thrive. Mm. And when you give them that environment, then you're sort of, you know, breeding something unhealthy. So what we do is focus on removing that excess moisture from your home through commercial dehumidification. These are standalone units. We're big believers in that. We've looked at it both ways, tying into your HVAC and not. And you just get the greater benefit from something standalone that is allowed to work and pull that indoor relative humidity down to healthy levels when it needs to be addressed, not just when your AC is running, if you have something tied into your AC. So we've had a lot of success with that. Thousands of happy customers, that always says a lot. We don't have anybody unhappy. So, and just being locally owned, we're there, right? We're there for you. You have an issue. Phone rings all the time. If something's going on, we don't hesitate to come over and check things out and make sure everything's, going well and check out the system, check out what your humidity levels are and make sure you're up and running right.
Let's talk about some of the issues related to having excess moisture in our living spaces. You mentioned pests. They need that moisture. You've always got mold concerns in your environment. But what are some of the other things that we can look at? Because I know everybody's not really feeling well. Like, I don't know of anybody right now. You might be the only person that I know of that actually kind of feels okay today, because everybody else I know is just feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, I there are things going around. But, that indoor environment is always important with that, too. There's been a lot of studies done that said the ideal indoor relative humidity is about 50%. If you look at our climate, where 12 months of the year, our average annual humidity is about 78%, we're always going to have issues. So we need to pay particular attention to that, how it's affecting your home, not only structurally your home, but the health of your home and the health of your family. So some of the things you mentioned, and we both talked about mold. That's, nobody wants mold in their environment. Mold is the number one cause of chronic sinusitis. Mm-hmm. Mold can breed respiratory issues. That 50%, that healthy level of indoor relative humidity, and we always look at ranges, 40 to 50%. Mm-hmm. When you're encroaching on 60%, right, that's when you're sort of breeding you know, those hazards. But the other thing about a healthy indoor relative humidity is that it makes virus non-virulent, right? It's becomes non-transferable. So it reduces the ability for virus to transfer with a healthier indoor environment. And like you said, now where I just saw this morning an article about, you know, some kind of virus, you know, something out there where it's lasting way longer than normal. You know, it's people are 5 or 6 weeks and not feeling, you know, well. An unhealthy indoor environment obviously doesn't help that. So that, you know, that's always our focus. Our focus is creating a healthy home. Our focus is making sure a family is, you know, safe from those hazards of indoor relative humidity. If you look at some of the other signs that you could potentially see in your home, if your indoor relative humidity is, you know, up there and breeding those hazards, you might want to look, do you have excess condensation on your windows, on the inside of your windows during the winter months? Are your vents dripping? Do you smell a musty odor? If you have a musty odor, that's an active mold spore. Mm. That's one of the first things. You can almost always tell walking in, can I smell something? Right. So you got to watch those musty odors. And then visually, of course, you know, we've seen everything from, you know, paint blistering and bubbling off of drywall because the drywall's damp. You know,
right.
Cupping wood floors is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get to a certain point and those floors collect that moisture that's, you know, continuing just to accumulate in the home, they will cup. And we've seen really severe cases of that, which we've had a very good success rate in laying floors back down. You have to do it very methodically. We lay out a game plan. We pull that moisture down very slowly. And then that moisture eventually comes out of your floor, and we've had great success with laying those hardwood floors back down. But those are some of the things, the most common things that people see. Of course, if you're not feeling well or you have chronic issues and chronic respiratory stuff, you know, at the very least, tune into what that indoor relative humidity is inside, you know, inside of your home. We always suggest that people go out and grab a hygrometer, right? We constantly monitor the temperature in our home with our thermostat. In a very humid environment that we experience here, everyone should have a hygrometer. They're relatively inexpensive. You can grab one at a local box store and then set it in a place away from a door, you know, where the door is always sort of central in your home, and monitor that. If you're ranging 60% and over on a consistent basis, then you're most likely breeding some hazards inside that house. Again, you know, moisture invites mold growth. Moisture invites those pests. So that's sort of the first step, right? If you see any of those signs or smell anything. But really, regardless, everybody should be tuned in to what their indoor relative humidity is.
We talked about on the show last time, when you get that hygrometer, you want to just, if you're sitting on your couch, wherever you live the most, that's where you kind of want to get your reading from, because that's going to give you the most accurate reading for what you're breathing in. And you mentioned, you know, keeping it in that range from 40 to 50% indoor relative humidity. If it's colder and drier, if it's cooler and drier in your environment, you're saying that that will breed less virus.
Yeah, not only exposure. Breed less virus, you know, and again, that's not me. These are studies that have been done, which really kicked in right around COVID, because they started looking at environment and they started looking at how humidity, you know, affects the indoor environment with virus. So that 50%, you know, level, of course, is ideal. And that's, you know, that's always what we target to keep things healthy.
Yeah. If you have questions this morning, let us know. 437-1620, call or text, and we'll get your questions answered here on the air. I'm talking to the owner of Southern Climate Solutions, Lisa Murphy. They've been serving the greater Gulf Coast for over 20 years. Whole home moisture remediation and keeping your high indoor humidity down to a safe level. If you have questions, let us know. 437-1620. Let's talk a little bit about your standalone units. You talk about these dehumidifiers. How do they work? How big are they? What can people expect when they need one of these?
Yeah, we deal in all different sizes, and they range in, you know, how many pints of moisture do they remove within a 24-hour period. So all different sizes, because we do anything from residential to industrial to commercial. They're a small appliance. Some of them are about, you know, like a large microwave, anywhere from, you know, a very, you know, tall unit, a few foot tall for bigger commercial and industrial industrial spaces. These are standalone units. It's one thing that we preach. We're believers in it. We've seen units tied into the AC and then versus the standalone. So they
Let's talk about that a little bit. So I know a lot of people probably just say, well, I'll just get something, throw it in my HVAC system, and then I'm good. But you're saying that's not going to do it, right?
You know, to us, it's not the most effective thing. And we can, and I'll tell you, you know, our take on that and what we've seen. So our units, being standalone, have their own ductwork. They also have their own control, per se. So that gets set at 50%. As it senses that the humidity in your home is going up, it will kick on, right? So it's an independent system, an independent unit that solely focuses on the humidity, right? That excess moisture in your home. When you have units potentially that are tied into your AC, which, you know, there's nothing bad about any of it. It's just what's more effective to us. So that dehue that's tied into your AC is working when your AC is running.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's talking to the AC, right? That it's engaged when the AC is running. You know, it's not. So if you look at the efficiency and the effectiveness, you know, do you want something that is related to the temperature inside your home, or do you want something that's fully looking at the moisture and always taking care of that issue? Right. So we've found much greater success with the standalone units with their own ducting. They're non-invasive, right? So in a crawl space home, completely different application. If you have a crawl space, that's where your moisture issues begin.
Right.
So there's an encapsulation and a dehue in your crawl, and that will pull the moisture, draw the moisture from inside your home down through your floors, through that machine. So you get the benefit of drying out the crawl space and taking care of, you know, most of the inside of your home. Now, if you have big, huge home and three stories, you might need an interior unit too, as opposed to a home on a slab, right? Again, it's not this unsightly thing sitting out in the, you know, in the middle of, you know, a room. Typically we install those in an attic, right? And then duct it to those living spaces, maybe one unit, maybe two units. Again, it depends on the volume of space inside your home, and that's how we address that. So we look at 70-pint units, 120-pint units, whatever it's going to take based on our expertise, right, in doing this for the last 20 years, what you will need to satisfy that home to keep that indoor relative humidity at that close to that 50% mark.
The interior units, if we have to have one inside, like you're talking about, how loud can some of those units, especially the bigger ones, be? And how much pull are we going to get on the electricity for our energy bills?
Yeah, they're relatively quiet. You know, you'll hear them sort of kick like you do your IC, but they're relatively quiet. The larger units are even more quiet. I mean, you can barely even hear them kick on or run. Ironically, you think the bigger they are.
Right.
But they're not, you know, they're not something that's troubling. And, you know, we try and put them in a place where it's not right over your head or over your master bedroom, just, you know, because we understand, you know, how people live. And as far as electricity, if you think about it, so these, we typically see an energy savings with installing dehumidification. And that's because if you think, as you think about what your indoor environment is with just AC, you are looking at your cooling, right? You're constantly cooling. But it's typically, if you don't address the indoor relative humidity, it can tend to be cold and sort of clammy. And that would prompt people to continue to move their thermostat down. It's just not comfortable. We hear it. It's just not comfortable. I can't get it comfortable. That's typically due to the moisture in the air. So through the installation of a moisture control solution, excuse me, you are removing that moisture and you're creating a cooler drier environment. Therefore, you don't have, people tend to not then turn that thermostat down, right. down. So we see people that have always, had their AC on 70 degrees.
Right.
And it's not comfortable. You know, it's cold, it's clammy, it's not comfortable. And after dehumidification, you're on 76 degrees and you're completely comfortable, wow. because it's the moisture causing the discomfort. Mm. So when you think of, for every degree you turn your thermostat down, you can save 3 to 5% on that energy bill.
Wow.
That's where the energy savings comes in. And we have, of course, things now with, FPL and changes, everybody's had some struggles with that and their energy bill's going up. But there's definitely an energy savings with commercial dehumidification and the benefit of a much more comfortable, and healthy indoor environment.
My guest this morning, owner of Southern Climate Solutions, Lisa Murphy. If you have questions, let us know, 437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You mentioned crawl spaces earlier, vented crawl spaces. That's something we see a lot in this area, and that's kind of a problem in this region, right?
Yeah, well, there's national building codes, right?
Right, yeah.
And, we have to talk about that a lot because, there's homes on crawl spaces. And the idea, of course, is you vent the crawl space to allow, the air to circulate, mm-hmm. right? It's going to flow in and flow out.
But that air is almost 80% moisture.
Exactly. So when you're in a climate like ours, that's just not quite working. So as the air and humidity by nature is attracted to cool space, if you've ever gone into your crawl space, and most people don't like to,
right.
it's much, much cooler in the crawl. So that humidity is attracted to that space. But what happens in a subtropical climate where, again, we average 78% relative humidity outside all year round, and not just the summer, we're talking the winter months is some of our highest humidity. It's going to be attracted to that crawl. It's going to get in there. It's going to sit there, and then it's going to fester. And that's why you see so many issues with pests. You see issues with mold in the crawl. You see moisture-damaged wood and potentially structural issues. And that's from the wood rot due to the moisture. So by controlling, when we talk about crawl space encapsulation and dehumidification, when we encapsulate and dehue, right, mm-hmm. it is creating an envelope and we're conditioning that space. So via conditioning that space, then you're protecting your crawl and you're drying out that wood, right? So you eliminate a lot of potential hazards and protect the structural integrity of your home, right? The way it works inside your house, if you think about, how is my house getting so much, so much moisture? When you click on your AC, you're creating a negative pressure. That negative pressure is pulling the air from underneath your house up through your floors and into your home. About 80% of the air you breathe inside is coming from underneath your house. If you have an unhealthy environment in your crawl, you're going to create an unhealthy environment inside your house. That is evident because we see cupping wood floors, right? Mm-hmm. That's because of the moisture draw from underneath up through the floors, into the home. So when we reverse that, when that dehue goes into the crawl and we reverse that, now we're sucking air out of your home, back down through your floors, through the dehue to condition it, right? And you're getting that benefit then inside your home.
Right. What about fresh air makeup? What about, how does all that work?
Yeah, so, we heard a lot more about fresh air makeup, especially during COVID. Dump more fresh air into your space. Mm. It's going to, because obviously it's tougher to, catch virus when you're outside. So the idea is that fresh air makeup, as building codes and things have changed, we've tightened up these houses, we've tightened them up so much and the houses aren't breathing. So everything's sort of, we're seeing it become trapped. They're also wanting to pull that fresh air makeup right inside of homes, not just businesses, but homes too. A great thought, again, if you take care of the air that you're pulling in, right? So if you're pulling that fresh air into your house, you're pulling moisture into your house. Mm. And, you know, we've seen plenty of problems and issues, you know, because of that. The space needs conditioned beyond just AC. You need to remove that moisture to protect that house. So while, you know, the building codes are what they are, anytime you tighten something up in an environment like ours where it's very moist, very damp, that's going to potentially create, you know, unforeseen issues with moisture damage in your home.
Well, 437-1620 is our phone number. We've just got a couple minutes here left with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. Check them out online, southernclimatesolutions.com. Locally owned and trusted, serving the greater Gulf Coast for over 20 years. Check out their reviews online. Thousands of happy customers over the years. There's nothing more important than our indoor air quality and how we feel, because I know everybody's struggling with sinuses and sinusitis, and a lot of it could be due to the moisture inside of our homes. And you said earlier that, you know, during the winter time, that's when we have some of our most high humidity, and that just seems, I would think the opposite usually. Yeah. I would think, man, the summertime is so hot and humid. But how does that work in the wintertime? Because I would think that the air would be cooler, so it would be drier.
Well, the air can be cooler, but not drier. If you know, you, especially in the, you know, how do I say, you know, you're going over the bridge and everything's foggy, right?
Right.
So in the wintertime, right, that's moisture in the air.
Just
so
being that close to such a lot of water, right?
It's just, well, it's just subtropical. Mm. We're a subtropical environment, and that's the product of a subtropical environment. But you know, we have issues way beyond people, you know, just on the water. It's just a region thing, right? So the Southeast is just prone. It's a subtropical environment. But yeah, it's people don't notice it as much in the winter months because it is cooler.
Right.
But cooler doesn't always mean drier air. You know, doesn't always mean that. So that's where we run into that. And, you know, this kind of stuff, this affects, you know, all homes. We aren't talking about, you know, older homes that are just affected. We're talking about brand new homes. There's, you know, humidity doesn't discriminate.
Right.
It's affecting, you know, it's affecting all homes. So, you know, even as you build, we've run into people that can't get a CO because by the time they're ready to go, they have mold. You know, growing, and it can be an absolute, you know, nightmare. So our motto, of course, with commercial dehumidification is to prevent that, right? If you look into moisture control systems and pulling that moisture out of your house to create that healthy indoor environment at 50%, you know, 40 to 50% indoor relative humidity, that prevention is much more reasonable, logical, and affordable than continued remediation,
right?
Because you have a continuous problem. Mm-hmm. You can remediate, you can remove it, and sometimes you should if you have a real problem, but that doesn't stop it from coming back.
Right.
Moisture, the underlying cause is moisture. Mold needs moisture to thrive.
Yeah.
So there's the prevention, and then there's, you know, the remediation. But if you can prevent it in the first place and get the benefit of a very healthy indoor environment, right?
Yeah.
It's and your most logical thing.
Yeah, and save money on your energy bills.
And save money on the energy
because
bills.
Because right now I know I have a moisture problem in the apartment that I live in. There's not a whole lot I can do about it in terms of maybe calling somebody like Southern Climate Solutions because I don't own the space. But yeah, I've noticed that we run it around 69, 70 degrees, and it just never really feels that comfortable in there. And definitely during the wintertime, I see that condensation on the inside of the windows like you talk about. So,
well, you can always give us a call, 850-319-7489. Check us out online, southernclimatesolutions.com.
Yes, serving the greater Gulf Coast for over 20 years. Owner Lisa Murphy has been in the studio this morning. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always very enlightening.
Thank you.
Yep. I will be right back with more of Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Don't go anywhere.